This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, Chronicles of an Unlikely Couple, where we will share our swinger escapades, the good, the bad, the sexy, and the not so sexy.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
Obviously, you have found our podcast, but if you want to find it in other places, we're on Podbean. That's where we host, and we just hit 10,000 downloads. So that's huge, and thank you guys so much for doing that. Please continue so that we can continue to grow and just, you know, be more
awesome.
Visible. I was going to say visible, but awesome, sure.
Yeah.
You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yes, we've been very fortunate. We've had a lot of people reach out to us and who enjoy listening to us, and we're very lucky.
Yes. We also have a blog at frontporchswingers.com that we're switching on and off. So last week was my week to write, right. And I wrote about female empowerment in the lifestyle, mm-hmm. and just how thankful I am to have someone that supports, you know, me kind of leading in this lifestyle. And I don't know what yours is going to be about this week, but
don't know yet. We'll figure that out tonight.
I'm excited to read it.
I've got a couple of topics I've been thinking about, so we'll see.
Good. So yeah, that'll be awesome. And then one other thing we wanted to say is a huge thank you to those of you who have already shared your stories with us via our email at mail@frontporchswingers.com. We have received some really sexy, amazing stories.
Yeah, we have.
We've also received some questions, and we are going to do an entire podcast episode dedicated to you guys, thanking you for sending those to us, sharing some of them with your permission. So if you have ones that you want to share or other things that you would like included on that podcast, please send us an email before next week.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to do a podcast with everyone's permission, of course, and talk about some of those sexy stories and answer some questions and all that good stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We've had a lot of people reach out to us with a lot of cool stories.
Yeah, it's been great. And our partner.
Our partner. For sure, our partner. Cassidy, in more ways than one. They have been great to us.
Yes. Thank you so much to Cassidy. For those of you who don't know what Cassidy is, it's a great community of like-minded people, a great place to meet other swingers.
Singles and couples.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also a really fantastic place to post about lifestyle events and find out what's happening in your area. And then finally, it's a forum, an education piece.
For sure.
We have a page on Cassidy called Front Porch Swingers. Yep. You can definitely add us as friends, track us down. We have a backstage pass with some super naked photos of me.
You sure do.
So if you want to see my tits, check us out on Cassidy.
Backstage pass.
Yes. And if you want to get on Cassidy but aren't sure that you're going to do the paid services, we highly recommend the paid services.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you can try them free for 30 days using either of the two banners on our website, frontporchswingers.com. Mm-hmm. Plus you're supporting the podcast, so please check that out.
Yeah, listen, firm believers in you get what you pay for and you pay for what you get. There are some free sites out there. You just don't get the bang for the buck, quite frankly.
No. Plus, you don't know who you're running into. These are, you know, all of the people that we've met on Cassidy so far have been legitimate, for the most part, very awesome people.
Right.
We've had a lot of luck with it. So we just highly recommend it. We can't say enough good things about Cassidy.
Yeah, we keep running into more people who are also members of Cassidy outside of Cassidy. They just know it. You know, we talked to everybody about it.
Yeah, it's a great site.
Yeah.
So get on there.
For sure.
Today, we're going to talk about a really fun experience we had because it is the closest thing we've had to playing separately so far.
Yeah. So kind of paint a picture for people. We obviously, as you know, those of you who have listened to the podcast, Brenna has played with single guys before. And this was a situation where we're looking for a regular playmate for Brenna. And so in doing so, we wanted to open up a little bit in terms of space. How much space is between us while we're playing, toyed with the idea of her playing completely alone while I'm not around, and then while I'm in another room kind of thing. And that's what we did this time around. So normally I would be kind of in the doorway or in an adjacent room listening type thing. I was in a completely separate room where I could see, but I was about 25 or 30 feet away across a hallway, you know, separated by stairs and a restroom and all that kind of stuff in our home. So this was a little bit different, and it was really hot. It was an amazingly hot experience.
Yeah.
But it all lends itself kind of, and we'll circle back to it, is, you know, what we're looking for in a playmate for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know? Yeah.
So with this particular gentleman, we're going to call him Donnie. That's not his real name. We're protecting anonymity. Yep. And we're calling him Donnie because he looks like a Donnie.
He looks like a Donnie. I think he looks a little bit like a taller Donnie Wahlberg, but he does look like a Donnie.
Yeah. So he's tall and thin, which is kind of my MO. I like kind of the basketball looking type dudes. So that was great. And he has this, you know, black hair, and he's, you know, a decent looking guy. And one of the things even more so that drew me to him, I guess, is how he first corresponded with us.
Yeah.
So he reached out to us via our BDSM site.
Right.
And I really liked that his message had some real content to it. It wasn't just, hey, how are you guys? Or, hey, come suck my cock.
Yeah,
or,
come suck my throbbing cock in the hot tub. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. No, it was a legit message. It said some things in our profile. He made it very obvious that he had read our profile.
Right.
And he kind of got it. He said at that point, during that first message, that he had experience with couples, that he knew kind of the dynamics that would be at play, that he really needed to be respectful of our relationship and specifically of you and how you felt about everything going on, which I really appreciated.
Which he, and again, we verified, of course, through more correspondence with him, that he did have significant experience in the lifestyle. We know some of the same people. We travel in some of the same circles, particularly in the BDSM world. So what he was telling us was legitimate. We knew that he was telling us the truth, obviously.
Right.
He was not sure about us.
He was not. So he and I first started corresponding via text. And at one point, he said at that point, because he wanted to be respectful of you, that he wanted your phone number.
Right.
And he asked, should I call or text? And I was like, who the fuck calls anymore? Right. Like, no, don't call him.
Yeah, what are we
text
talking
about? Text him. Yeah. But he later told us when we met him that the reason for that was because he had had a couple of different catfishing experiences where he did not speak to the person over the phone. He just corresponded via text or email, and then come to find out later, they weren't who they said they were.
Right. And we actually know one of the people that he was speaking of.
Right.
So we know he was legit. It was 100% legit. And we've talked about that. We kind of thought we were getting catfished too at one point by a couple. What the people who kind of portrayed themselves as a couple. As it turns out, they were a legitimate couple. But we weren't too sure either. So it's interesting that he said that. Had he reached out and said, hey, I would really like to talk to you on the phone to make sure that you guys are a legitimate couple.
That there's totally, actually one woman and one man.
I totally would have understood it. I totally would have gotten it.
Yeah. Yeah. But either way, he was pleasantly surprised when we finally did meet him, because we decided we were going to have dinner and drinks with him, and he recognized us right away.
Well, our pictures are legitimate. They're accurate. They're up to date. So are his. We recognized him very quickly also. It was a good, really good connection. He was sitting at the bar. We walked in. He recognized us instantly. You recognized him immediately.
Right.
And then we just kind of moved over to a table.
Yeah. And we had really good conversation with him. He's, like I said, just a very normal guy. Like, that's the best way that I can think of to describe him.
Yeah.
He's got an average normal job. He's, you know, doesn't have a lot of weird baggage or weird shit going on in his life. He's just a normal dude.
Yep. Just a normal guy. And we had a great conversation with him over drinks and a little light dinner. And, you know, this was, again, right after a meeting that we went to, our BDSM meeting on that Monday. Some folks in that meeting are people that he knows, and we know some of those same people. So it was interesting. It was the last meeting we've attended, probably be the last one we attend for a while.
Yeah. We've, it's interesting to us because we are the least judgmental people ever.
Yeah.
However, when we go into some of these BDSM meetings, sometimes we're kind of shocked by the things that people are into, only because they're so outside of the norm. You know, these are people that are into some very extreme things.
Right.
And yet we say that we're swingers, and it's like, people.
Yeah. We're the lepers in the room, you know, which is interesting only because we've been contacted by some people in the group privately.
Digitally, not in front of the group.
Right. And they're like, oh, swingers, you guys want to maybe get together with me and my partner? It's like, okay, but when we see you in the group setting, you don't really talk to us.
We're fucking invisible
because
we're swingers.
Right. You don't want the rest of the room to know that you're dabbling in that. And so it's kind of disingenuous. So we just said, fuck it. We're not going to do it again.
Yeah.
And it really is being judged in that kind of environment, it's just bizarre. The concept is bizarre to me.
It is. Well, it's the whole point of BDSM is in attending these munches and things like that is to not be judged because you're so judged by everyone else in the world. You can finally go somewhere and feel comfortable. And we didn't. It was really unfortunate.
And what's the first thing that, you know, the officiator will say in those meetings, you know, everything that happens in this room stays in this room. Should you run into anybody on the street from this room? No shaming of any kind. You know, if you see somebody out in the street, you simply don't acknowledge the fact that you saw each other at this meeting. This is a safe, you know, environment for everybody to kind of, you know, stress how they feel about different things and different topics. And so the idea that all of that is, you know, enunciated in the middle of the beginning of the meeting, it's like, fuck, why are we, you know, what are you judging us for?
Yeah. You know? Why are you looking at us like we're a bunch of sluts? I mean, we are, but you don't have to look at us like
totally are
like in a negative way, sluts.
Yeah. I mean, in the best positive way. So anyway, back to Donnie. You know, super hot experience for us. So we're going to get right into it. We really wanted to, we intended to play with Donnie once before we actually did.
Right. So we should but say.
In typical horny fashion, we fucked up.
Yeah. We have these days. This is the best way that I can think of to describe it. We have these days where it's like, no matter what's going on during that day, we want to be fucking each other. Like, we could be making breakfast or at the hardware store or fucking washing towels, and we would still want to be fucking each other.
Right.
Like, the entire time. So this was one of those days, and we just teased each other constantly all day. Mm-hmm. And when we finally started having sex, it was like hours of sex because you decided to do this super hot, amazing orgasm denial thing with me.
Right.
Where it was like you would get me just to the brink of orgasm and then you'd stop whatever you were doing.
Yep.
It was both frustrating and fucking hot.
Well, the best thing about that, for those of you listening who have not played in that world yet, is when you finally do allow your partner to orgasm, it's the most amazing orgasm ever.
Fucking explosive.
Yeah, it's insane.
But during this particular play, you were going down on me at one point, and I had my phone sitting right next to me on the nightstand, and you said, pick up the phone and text Donnie and tell him you want him to come over and have him lick you instead for a little bit.
Right.
And I was like, okay. So I texted him as you're going down on me to come over and play. And he was like, yeah, I can be there in like an hour or whatever. And then things just kind of, time got away from
us. Yeah, we didn't stop fucking. And then all of a sudden it got late and, you know, we ran out of time. Fortunately, he was working and would have had to have stopped working to do this.
Right.
So it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, everything worked out fine. And we ended up meeting him like the next week, the next Sunday.
Right.
And I think we had kind of discussed ahead of time that we were not going to be in the same room for this encounter. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, okay. We did. We set this up to draw a picture for everybody. As you come up the stairs in our home, you can go left to a couple of different bedrooms or right to our master or straight ahead to a restroom. And our master being to the right, there's one of the two bedrooms off to the left is directly across the hall door-wise from our master. So if you're in one room and the doors are open, you can see into the other room.
Right.
And so the plan was for me to be in our master and Brenna and Donnie in the guest room. And our door would be ajar, so it wouldn't be completely open. The door to the guest room would be. And I could see directly in. And I wouldn't necessarily, I would be there obviously, but not be in the way. I didn't want it to be a cumbersome thing. I didn't want Donnie to feel awkward, although he was completely open to us, you know, playing in the same room. But I wanted also the experience for myself and you of that solo play. I wanted to see what that was like for us.
Yeah, it's kind of like, to me, this was like the stepping stone because we had talked about how hot it would be for me to go out and have sex with someone away from you.
Right.
But there's still that kind of mental block for me of like, I don't necessarily want to be away from you. So this was like the stepping stone to that.
Right. And it lent itself, obviously afterwards we'll talk about it a little bit more. It did lend itself to another level of intensity because while I was present and I could see and or hear, that distance was enough to make me at least mentally believe that you had let yourself go further because I wasn't there and you had forgotten I was there. Right. And it was just a very hot scene.
Yeah. So I really wanted to dress up for this one because I knew that you were going to be a little bit further away. And I kind of wanted it to just maybe be special. Is that the best way to put it?
It was another first.
Yeah, I wanted it to be a special occasion. So I really dressed up. I put on the hottest corset I could find that had my
black leather corset
up to my chin. I had my thigh highs on. I had 4-inch stiletto heels.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I answered the door like that.
Yeah. Now, mind you, she mentioned the corset. She mentioned the thigh highs and she mentioned the heels. She didn't mention any panties. And that's because she wasn't wearing any. So that's a picture that, I mean, she literally answered the door for this guy in that outfit.
Yeah.
He was not prepared for that.
No, he was not. In fact, he texted me ahead of time and was like, hey, do you want me to pick up a 6-pack of beer? Like, do you want to watch any of the games? That, like, what are we going
to
do?
And I'm like, he thought he was coming to hang out. He didn't know he was simply going to walk in the door and get with it.
No, you're going to come in and you're going to fuck me. That's what's going to happen here. Right, we're not going to hang out all day.
Yeah, this is how this is going down. Well, he quickly realized that when you answered the door with no bottoms on.
Yeah.
Super fucking hot.
Yeah.
I didn't see his face. I would love to have seen his face.
He held it together pretty well. He acted pretty cool about it, but right. I think he was enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
And I walked up the stairs ahead of him, so he saw my naked ass hanging out of my thigh highs.
Yeah, and I'm sure he was loving it.
And then we got to the bedroom, and I kind of wanted to, like I said, I wanted to put on a show for you.
Right.
And he was being pretty gentle, maybe a little bit cautious.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he still had his jacket on. I mean, he didn't know what to do. I think he was so taken aback by the idea that you were now. Now he didn't know. He knew I was there, but couldn't see me, obviously.
Right.
And I think he even asked you at one point, "Was I here?" And you said yes, but you know, he won't be. You know, you won't see him. He won't be in the way.
Right.
And so he was still thrown off by you answering the door with no bottoms on. And no me. So he was kind of taken aback, I think. And so he still had his jacket on. And then you basically sat him down on the edge of the bed.
Yeah. I had him sit down on the edge of the bed and I straddled him. I put, you know, right on top of his lap, right. Started kissing him and just in a lot of ways kind of tempting him, I guess is the best way to put it. Like, seducing him. I was like running my fingers up and down his neck and like feeling in his hair and just making out with him. He was a great kisser.
Well, let's continue. Again, we have to say that we are, while this is a hot wife experience and you wanted to have a good time, we're vetting someone to be a potential regular playmate. So you're trying, like, you're kicking the tires. You want to see what this is going to be.
Yeah,
like.
I want to see what he's all capable of. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
So, and then at one point I had him like lay down. I continued to straddle him,
right.
But I was like kissing on his neck and, you know, kind of like feeling on his cock a little bit and just being very like, seductive and trying to really set the mood, not only because I wanted it to be good for him and for me, but because for whatever reason, that proximity between you and I, or lack thereof, made it feel like I had to put on more of a show than
I was further away. Now, while, you know, I could still hear some things, I could hear moaning and different things and giggling. I hear you giggle. You can't hear the chatter. So that's a little bit, you know, that's a little different now.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, I could still see clearly, but I couldn't hear as well as I normally would be able to. So, you know, you putting on that, you know, doing that was just, it was super hot.
And you could see my whole ass.
Whole ass. Yeah, because you were straddling him with your back to me.
Yeah. And like purposefully putting my ass up in the air just in case you were watching.
Right. And that's all part of it, right? I mean, we know, like you knew I was there, but it wasn't like I was there. Right. So it was interesting because I was so curious as to what would happen if I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like, what would she be doing? And that's where my head went. Like, at one point, but that's the space I was in, was like, okay, she doesn't even realize I'm here anymore. You know, it was really just hot.
Yeah.
You know?
So we made out for a while and then he went down on me, right?
Well,
he finally laid me down.
Yeah, but what was interesting because like we had talked about, I could tell that you were enjoying it to some degree because it wasn't like you were in a rush to change positions.
Right.
And normally you would have been like, you would have been out of there if you weren't really enjoying that whole kind of, the heat of that moment.
I get impatient.
Yeah. So I knew instinctively that you were enjoying it. So you had gotten up and you stood up at the edge of the bed. He basically at that point had taken his jacket off he took his shoes off, but you took his pants off and he got undressed. And so now actually you started sucking his cock. You got down on your knees and started sucking his cock. And then you laid him down on the bed.
Yeah. Did we completely skip over him going down on me though?
No, he did that after.
No.
Oh, he went down on me first. Oh, wow.
Yeah. He laid me down and went down on me first.
Yeah, he did. But he did get undressed, which I thought was interesting because he hadn't even taken his jacket off till that point.
No, he was dressed when he went down on me.
Yeah, but I mean, he literally had his jacket on.
Oh, yeah. He finally took his jacket off and he went down on me.
Yeah.
And it was great. He was very good at it. I've talked multiple times about how a lot of these single guys don't know what the fuck they're doing, which is crazy to me, but like, you should know what you're doing. And he did. He did this really nice little like nibble thing right next to my clit, not on my clit,
right,
but near it. And it was nice. It sent a kind of a weird pulsation sensation thing going on in my clit.
Yeah, so it was like a vibration almost.
Yeah, it was like almost like a nerve ending he was hitting or something. Yeah, it was fabulous.
And again, I could tell you were enjoying it because you didn't stop him.
No.
Normally, you would have changed positions at that point, particularly with somebody going down on you.
It went on for a while. But
he made you come a couple of times, and you stayed there. Your hands were in his hair.
Yeah.
It was hot.
It was. It was just, and once again, I knew that you were kind of watching, so there may have been some theatrics there, but he really did get me to where I needed to be a couple of times, and that was great. Yeah. And then, so I went down on him, I took his pants off, and then I was kneeling at the end of the bed, and I sucked his cock for a while, and what I really liked was I gagged myself on his cock a couple of times, and after I did that, he realized, it kind of was like a light bulb went off in his head of like, okay, I can be a little bit more, dominating, a little bit more fun,
a little
whatever.
More aggressive. Yeah, so absolutely. And he was concerned about that, obviously.
That was cool. That was cool that he like took that direction from me without me having to be like, hey, you can choke me on your cock. It's totally okay.
Yeah, he got that signal.
He picked up on the cues very well. So I sucked his cock for a while, and then I laid him down on the bed and continued to suck his cock.
Yeah, and again, like I said, you did not attempt to change positions or, I was feeling good about it because I felt like, okay, she's enjoying all of the aspects of this because she's not attempting to kind of, move around too much. She's not getting distracted, which I thought was a positive.
Yeah, for sure.
It was hot for me, obviously, watching it. So it certainly seemed like you were having a good time.
Yeah, it was nice. And then, so finally, he wouldn't pull the trigger on fucking me, but I could tell if I continued to suck his cock, like, all bets were going to be off.
Yeah, and I told him, I warned him just like I do everybody else, but he did heed the warning because he stopped you at one point.
Yeah, he did. But I could tell, like, if I just continued to suck his cock, it was going to be a bad plan.
Right.
So I finally said, I need you to put a condom on and fuck me.
Right.
And he wanted to bend me over and immediately what went through my head was, you can't bend me over because Brian will see nothing but your ass.
Right. Yeah, because surely the way you guys were situated, you would have been facing the wall. His back would have been to me.
Right.
But again, like I told you previously, at one point there was kind of a position where I think maybe you may have been sucking his cock, and the position was weird and I couldn't necessarily see anything. So I moved my own position. And I moved within the bedroom just so I could hear.
Yeah.
And it just made it that much more intense. And then when a couple of minutes went by, it was like I had to look again because it was just so hot.
Right.
So there was a little bit of time where I wasn't looking. I was just eyes closed, just listening. And it just intensifies it. And then when I got a chance to see it again, it's just amazing.
I want to do that. Yeah, I want to see this happen. This has got to happen at some point.
It will.
But anyway, so he wanted to bend me over and fuck me. And I was like, no, I want to ride your cock because I wanted you to be able to see what you wanted to see. But I also had remembered we had fantasized for days before this about me riding his cock. It was like we would have sex and you would tell me like, come show me how you're going to ride Donnie's cock.
Right.
And so immediately what went through my head when we were about to have sex was, well, like, it's going to be a huge missed opportunity if I don't ride his cock
right now.
So that's what we did instead.
Yeah.
So I got on top of him and I really liked that I was able to kind of take a little bit of a dominant stance with him too.
Yeah.
This is not something I typically do during sex, but he actually talked to me when we were texting and said that he likes to feel kind of like used during sex.
Yeah. He's somewhat of a switch. I guess he goes from dominant to submissive.
Well,
he's
more submissive. Yeah. And at first I didn't know how that was going to work between he and I. I was like, two submissive people having sex together is going to be boring as fuck. But instead, what ended up happening is it was kind of this organic switch going on, this organic power exchange.
You wanted to take control and you did, and he allowed it. And it was nice and easy. It was an easy transition.
I got on top of him. And at one point I was like kind of pinning him down.
Yeah.
But he kind of, sat there and took it for a minute. And then he started like grabbing me back.
Yeah.
And so it was like this you know, I don't know how to explain
power struggle almost.
Yeah, struggle.
He was he had at one point had his hands on your hips and on your ass. It was very hot. I could tell he was enjoying you riding him. He was grinding you on him harder. It was super hot.
Yeah. And so I would go back and forth between like this slow grind and like what else you would call it besides like a booty bounce, like right. bouncing up and down really hard on his cock and right. going back and forth and back and forth. Yeah. And it made me come multiple times,
right.
two or three times right. I came. Yeah. And I came hard.
And I was amazed that he had lasted as long as he did with you coming like that, because you squeeze really hard when you come. And I figured for sure he wasn't going to last.
Well, and he mentioned that that's the first time that he's ever really experienced that hard yeah. clench during orgasm with a woman.
Yeah.
And I clench really hard. And yeah, he loved it. He was dirty talking about it like fucking crazy.
Well, yeah, and I couldn't hear any of that. All I could hear you giggle and I can hear the moans and stuff. But I didn't realize that you guys were talking dirty to each other. Oh, I had no idea until you told me.
Dirty, like probably the dirtiest I've talked to anyone aside from you.
Really?
Yeah. It was a lot of talk about the clenching, and like he'd grab my ass and talk about how much he liked my ass, and I talked about how good his cock felt, and it was really like dirty.
Wow. I had no idea. That's super fucking hot.
It was hot.
Yeah, that's great.
I liked it.
Yeah.
So I continued to ride him and I could tell he was close and he was wearing a condom,
right.
but I, you know, more dirty talk, like, are you right. going to come for me? And right. as soon as I said that, he just unleashed.
I mean, yeah. In all fairness, the guy lasted, you know, pretty good amount of time. So
yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah. Cause it could have been over quick if you just kept sucking his cock for sure. I mean, you could yeah. I could just tell. Yeah. It wasn't, you know, but he did stop you. It was smart.
Yeah. But I was able to get him to orgasm, and it was a good one. I mean, his legs were shaking, and
he had to compose himself.
He had kind of a glazed over look in his eyes for several minutes afterwards. So I was like, okay, I feel good about this.
Yeah, I think he was surprised by the whole thing. He was surprised by from the moment you answered the door the way you did to really kind of taking control, because other than maybe him, you know, pulling your hair a little bit and kind of forcing you down on his cock, you pretty much took control of that whole thing.
I did, yeah.
And I think he enjoyed it. He, like I said, it took him a few minutes to compose himself. He had to kind of, he sat there for a minute before he got dressed. You guys were just kind of making some small talk, but he was definitely dazed a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Well, and one of the reasons I liked it as much as I did is because I can't be dominant with you. That is right. not our dynamic.
Right.
You have a major type, you know, what do you call it? Alpha personality.
Right.
Where if I try to dominate you, it's going to be fucking ridiculous.
It'll just be funny.
So, no, it'd be ridiculous. So me being able to be that more dominant kind of, you know, hard person during sex, it was fucking fun.
Yeah. And listen, whether it's something he's accustomed to or something he wanted to try or whatever, he enjoyed it. It was obvious. And from my vantage point, it was super hot. I was super excited because I could tell that you were enjoying all the components of it. You weren't trying to move into another position or anything like at any particular point. So I felt like all the cylinders were firing. Like, you know, you were attracted to him. He was doing the right things or saying the right things. You know, physically there was an attraction. He seemed to be on point with what your direction was and vice versa. I mean, it was just hot. And when all the circuits are firing, man, it's super hot.
Well, sort of all the circuits. So we're going to talk about that in a second, because I want to talk about immediately after he left, as usual, you and I had sex. So
you came upstairs. I got naked.
Oh,
I was already naked.
You were naked. You had your pants off and everything. You were sitting in the chair, stroking your cock in our bedroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, he's ready.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And we had really hot sex. And you asked
and
me
rough
to
sex
relive
too.
Some of the things that I had done with him. Like, tell me what you did here. Show me how you sucked
his
cock.
And it was rough because you were the dominant one in that situation. So for me, I felt like, you know, I'm going to snap her back to reality. And so
gotta put her in her place.
Yeah, so we got right back to our normal dynamic, and it was very hot. So it was almost like you were, you know, like I was like demanding that you tell me, reliving those things under duress almost. It was very hot.
It was super hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very passionate. It always is after we play with someone else, but this one was a really hot one.
Yeah.
But we talked afterwards, and you were like, okay, so that seemed to go really well.
Yeah.
Like, is this the regular play partner?
Right.
It's not.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It fired on so many cylinders. He is, you know, body-wise, he's my type. Nice guy, normal guy, respectful.
Yeah.
Decent sex.
Yeah.
There's no chemistry there.
Yeah, it's strange. You know, it seemed like there was chemistry, obviously, when the three of us were together, but there's a lot of conversation going on. There's a lot of banter back and forth.
I think it's a very friendly dynamic.
Right, right. I could certainly see where we would continue to be friendly with him. And we've corresponded a couple of times with him. But for you to be physical with somebody without me being present, there are a lot of factors there. You have to be really attracted to that person and really comfortable with that person. And enough that you wouldn't just want to be putting on a show for me. Like, you were going to genuinely enjoy all of those aspects without me being there, because part of what you get off on is me being there.
Right.
So if I'm not there, you really have to want to be with that person. Yep. Physically. So that's a tall order. There's a lot to be considered.
Well, and it's also a tall order in that the majority of people who want that dynamic, that regular play partner, connection, chemistry, all of those different things, those are typically people that are into polyamorous relationships.
Right.
That's not necessarily what we're looking for.
No, that's not what we're looking for at all. Now, that's not to say that we're not looking to be friends with these people. That is part of that dynamic.
But I'm not looking to date someone else.
No. There are different components to the whole, you know, to the hot wife scenarios. And there are some folks out there that do that. They go on, you know, solo dates, and that's fine. That's their thing. That is not our thing. So whether it's a positive or a negative, where we don't, you know, where it's like, listen, you don't have to wine and dine me. We're not looking to go out to dinner. I just want you to fuck me. So some people would be like, I don't know about all that. That's our thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's not an emotional connection here. It's a physical thing. It's a friendly thing, but it's much less emotional than it is physical.
Right.
You know, but there because are.
Because we get our emotional stimulation from each other.
Of course. And that's again, I don't know how many times we've talked about this. We talked about it separately and with other couples and in public, but this lifestyle for us is an enhancement to our relationship. So whether it's a hot wife scenario or whether we're with a couple, whether you're watching me with another woman, all of those things it's all foreplay. It's just leading into what is the inevitable. It's our sex,
right?
Which is always so highly intense after an encounter with someone else. That's really all it is. That, yep. that's the bulk of what it is. Of course, it's fun. We love meeting people and having fun and playing with other people, but it's really about us together afterwards.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
I love that too.
Yeah,
I'm not sure that everyone in the lifestyle,
I don't know,
feels the same way about that. I feel like a lot of them do, but it's cool in that this lifestyle offers so many different things to so many different people. That's what I love about it. Like,
yeah,
there are people out there like us. Then there are other people out there who do this because they want to, you know, experience sex with a lot of different other people.
And it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with their particular flavor of sex. For us, it is. And so there's different dynamics out there, and people play in this world in this lifestyle for various reasons. For us, that's just what it is. So for those of you out there who ever get to meet us, that's kind of what you're looking at.
Yeah.
You know, we are grotesquely in love with one another. It is obvious to everyone who meets us.
Why do you say it like that?
Because people are like, you know, like family, everybody's like, you know, because we're always all over each other.
Oh, God. Not in
an obscene way in public, obviously. Sometimes. But we're always touching and kissing. Yeah, I'm always, there's always something.
If I don't have panties on, it's all, hands up the dress.
You're just being naughty and then you deserve it. So, yeah, but our relationship is very unique in that way, I think, even within the lifestyle. But there are people who play for different reasons. That just happens to be ours.
Yeah, you know? I love it. I love us.
Yeah, me too.
So, Donnie. Donnie's not the regular play partner. The search continues for both of us. I would love to find someone for you to fuck regularly as well.
Much harder. It's a much harder, you know, that's a bigger ask. The truth of the matter is, I didn't expect it to be this difficult to find a guy for you.
Well,
honestly, not so much from the standpoint of you and what your expectations would be. Of course, that's a tall order anyway. But from the level of, you know, cooperation from these guys, I mean, it's like pulling teeth with these guys sometimes. It's really crazy. You know, for all the single guys that are out there that say they want to be in this lifestyle and they want to be in a, it's an ideal situation, guys. For most single guys, it's an ideal situation. They don't make it easy.
Well, it'll happen. I'm confident it's going to happen.
Yeah, it will eventually.
And in the meantime, I'll continue fucking the Donnies of the world. Yep. I have no problem doing that.
Kissing a lot of frogs. That's what's happening.
No, Donnie's not a frog.
No, he was a good guy. We did continue to correspond with him. And there's a chance we'll see him again. He's a local guy, local to us. And, yeah. And we kind of travel in the same circle. So we would totally hang out with him again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I could see that. But yeah, he wasn't your guy. He wasn't the guy. He didn't quite tick all the boxes. Most of them.
Not quite.
But yep. Not all of them. So anyway, so what do we have coming up? We've got a lot of stuff coming up.
We have so many things. We are going to be on a relationship podcast, somebody else's podcast, yes, on November 30th.
Yeah.
So check out Twitter for that. That way you can link straight to, you can't miss it. We've been tagged in a lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot of tweets on that right now. Yeah. So that'll be fun.
It was a great interview. I enjoyed that. Yeah. He was a super guy. I liked Roosevelt.
Yeah, Roosevelt's a good guy. We are also going to interview a fellow lifestyle podcaster couple very soon.
Yes, we are.
We're going to iron out the details on that this week.
We're not going to announce their names just yet. We're going to correspond with them, I think, once or twice again, and then we'll finalize that.
And what else?
We have another interview. We're being interviewed again next week.
That's right. So we'll give more information on that. I don't want to, you know, I want them to be able to release that since it's their podcast. But just a lot of fun collaboration. One of the things that we have absolutely loved so far, being, you know, a lifestyle podcasting couple, is the amount of support that we've received. And we'll continue to pay that forward as much as we can. But
yeah, and there's been a lot of activity in the podcast lifestyle space as of late, a lot of really good stuff. And you know, one of those things is talking about what we've got coming up event wise we will be at the AVN Awards in January in Vegas, so those of you who can make it, we would absolutely love to see you there.
It's January 24th through the 26th, and check out our Cassidy community page, Front Porch Swingers, for more specifics.
Yeah, that's a great place to obviously to communicate with us. I was so amazed when you told me how many people we had in that community. That's so crazy.
It's cool.
So we're going to be setting up something probably in the spring to meet as many people as we can, kind of a meet and greet. But for sure, if you guys can make it to the AVN Awards in Vegas, it's going to be a great time. We were presented with press credentials, which is great.
So exciting.
So we're going to have a lot of fun stuff to talk about after that event. And we have a party we're going to this coming week.
Yes, December 1st, we're going to yet another swingers party. If you haven't listened to our previous two, we're really hoping that this is a little bit different than the last two.
Well, let's tease it. The party we're going to is the same party in the same city with virtually the same group of people that we went to in episode 4, the very first party. So this is basically a redo. We're going to get a redo.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how this goes. And we are meeting a couple.
Please keep your fingers crossed. We already have a very attractive couple that's reached out to us who is going to be at the party. So I foresee some fun things happening.
Yeah, something's going to happen. Someone's getting laid. I mean, it's got to happen.
Please let it be you.
It's got to happen.
or literally anyone.
Someone's got to get laid. It's going to happen.
So yes, lots of fun things to come. Thank you guys always for the support that you have provided us with. And we hope you continue to listen.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
Exciting news. We have teamed up with Cassidy. Front Porch Swingers and Cassidy are officially teamed up for some awesome things. Cassidy is a place that we've met a lot of our single and couple friends in the lifestyle. It's the fastest growing social community for open-minded adults and swingers. You can find local events, like-minded friends, and so much more at Cassidy.com. And you can follow us there. We have a community on Cassidy called Front Porch Swingers, as well as our Cassidy profile, also called Front Porch Swingers. So please check it out.